Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. Having emerged from the week-long retreat commemorating the Buddha's enlightenment, how may I carry forward the stillness? Having found my way inward to bright stillness, how may I apply what I have learned in my everyday life? Finding my way, how may I trust how to find the way forward from where I find myself right now? The willingness to keep going, even when the path is unclear. That's something which Reverend Master Mado sometimes calls brailing along. By brailing along, she means that we can sense our way by means other than the usual ones, even in the apparent darkness of not knowing, even when the way seems blocked. We can trust our own benevolent heart. We can call on means we may not have realized we have, means which may appear only when called upon, because of conditions as we meet them. Trusting in my own good heart, I can meet even adverse conditions with joy, because they offer a chance to rise to new occasions. They offer teaching on what truly matters, which lies not just in getting the job done, but in how I go about doing it. Here on the temple grounds, a foot or more of snow fell overnight unexpectedly earlier this week. It buried the buildings and blocked the paths and driveway and stopped traffic down on the road. In the course of all the various snow-clearing activities of the day that followed, three of the people who were here to help unselfconsciously offered three excellent teachings for the rest of us in finding the way. Three everyday ordinary bodhisattvas brought out by the snowy conditions. One showed how to meet the unknown. another How to Meet the Known, and a third How to Meet the Truth of the Present Moment. The first one I'll mention was actually the last of the three to appear in the afternoon. Recognizing the familiar black pickup with its yellow front-end scoop plow, I went happily out to greet our usual friend from the local garage, only to find a stranger behind the wheel. It was a new person who would be manning the truck up our way this year. Someone who had never been to the temple grounds before, and who did not know the lay of the land. He was navigating the unfamiliar steep and winding driveway for the first time in deep snow. And he was brailing along with the blade of the plow. He didn't know where the giant stumps lurked under the smooth mounds, or where the granite boulders lay hidden, just off the edge of the drive, or even where the edge of the driveway itself ended or began, in the vast new expanse of dazzling tundra encircling the temple buildings. He didn't know where the terrain rose and fell, or which hillock was only drifted snow. He also hadn't met the monks before. But he'd come with the intention to help, and he was open to having such things pointed out, delighted to be shown where it had worked in the past to put the mountains of cleared snow, and glad to learn where the well pump lay so as to avoid it. And so, with his bright willingness to meet the unknown, and a sincere generosity of spirit toward others, he soon got us plowed out well enough to get in or out from the road, and went on to help the next folks. His example of how he got the job done was an inspiration. Instead of fearing to make mistakes, or closing down when advice was offered, or blustering through on ego, leaving chaos in his wake, this good person persevered brightly and with an open heart until the work was done. Furthermore, because of this, next time these unfamiliar pathways will be less treacherous to the plow, the job quicker. Or maybe he'll come together with different unknown new conditions as they unfold up here on our mountain slope, with his willing heart and bright attitude of mind, his bodhisattva heart and mind that genuinely wishes to help beings. And it was a joy to meet him and to work together. How may I come together with what is in this way? How may I meet whatever arises, known or unknown, with a clear heart and a bright attitude, willing to help? Another good person had appeared earlier that day, also showing bright willingness, while the deep snow lay on the ground. It was someone who had lots of packages to deliver, as he did every day. He appeared mid-morning, wading cheerily up through the heavy, knee-high drifts that still blocked most of the driveway, carrying two good-sized boxes in his arms. With no small satisfaction, he deposited them on the front porch, and then he turned with a wave and a smile at our thanks, slogging on down through the snow-covered hillside onto the next delivery. All in a day's work. Whereas our plow-driving friend had responded to conditions with a willingness to face the unknown and to help beings, our package-delivering friend responded in another way. Here was someone who knew the way well and found a new way to traverse it. He couldn't get his truck up the driveway as usual because for the truck, the way was blocked. But he responded by getting out of his truck and using his own two legs instead. He and his packages made it through in part because he knew where the path lay under the snow, and so he knew it wasn't a good idea to attempt it in the truck. In fact, he looked pleased to be getting the exercise. Yet another example of a bodhisattva act, for himself and for all those who were glad to get their important deliveries. Likewise, when we know the way and find it somehow blocked, we don't have to let that stop us. Like the parent who decides to get up quietly to meditate before the rest of the household is awake in order to do the practice. Like the business traveler who packs a folding meditation bench in the suitcase in order to sit quietly between meetings. Like the one who, growing older and less limber, wisely moves from sitting on a cushion to sitting on a chair, in order to keep meditating without the pain that might make meditation increasingly unappealing. And finding the way in practice is not only a matter of finding a way to do our meditation. It may also be a matter of finding a way to keep the precepts, or a way to keep going when we don't know how, or a way to answer a call. For example, if I am drawn to connect with others who do the practice and yet cannot travel or be in physical contact, how might I find a way to connect with others, a way that works both for me and for the others? Perhaps a new way beyond the obvious. And then there is the quiet teaching of Reverend Master Meido, who was actually the first of the snow day bodhisattvas. After a couple of hours of snow clearing, as it became obvious that there would be no way in or out of the temple grounds that morning except on snowshoes, she got on the phone and simply and calmly rescheduled appointments. She didn't get upset or frustrated. She didn't cancel all the planned activities, which were important as they involved connecting with people. She just got on the horn and graciously and good-naturedly explained the situation, which everyone else around us shared to a lesser or greater extent, and worked out other times to get together. She responded by being flexible with the timing of what was good to do. And then she went back out to shovel some more snow, so as to work towards the time when getting in or out would become possible. If, for example, I'm not currently able to get to the temple, or I'm not able to get to my sitting place today, I can express my sincere wish to do so. I can make plans to do so. If something blocks my way today, I can intend to find my way in the future. And then I can set to the best of my ability, bringing about conditions which help those plans come to fruition. Finding a way is not the same as finding my way. Yet still I find I may go on. What becomes possible by opening to a way beyond my way, beyond the right way or the wrong way, or the usual way? Finding a way in all conditions. Meeting the unknown, the known, the reality of the present. Responding with bright willingness and wise ways of helping beings and flexibility. Doing the best I can for the good of all beings. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzeon Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.